Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Nicole, not her real name. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You're on the voice disguiser.
All right.
So you're in one of these sticky relationships. This is friend related, though, and you're looking at your friend and you're like, man, she is not what I thought she was.
Exactly. I haven't lived in the area very long, so I don't have that many friends. And so I would hate to lose her as a friend, but it's just getting way too complicated.
So right off the bat, it's a friendship out of desperation.
Yes.
All right. What is she doing that is turning you off so much?
Well, she's married. She has a small child. She's not being faithful. And it's not just with one man she's not being, not just one man. It's like three. And she will leave in the middle of the night once her child's gone to sleep and go off and hook up with one of these guys.
Oh, where? Leave her child alone at the house?
No, with her. She'll leave it with her husband. While her husband and her child are sleeping.
Where does she tell her husband she's going, or does she just sneak out like Jen Hobby in high school?
She sneaks out. And she says that her husband doesn't know she's sneaking out, but I couldn't imagine him not knowing that she's sneaking out.
This is a pure case of a guy knowing what's going on and chooses not to look at it. Because there's no way.
Jessica could sneak out on me and I wouldn't know.
No way.
I mean, I lie down at the end of the night and like she's up later than me every night and she's upstairs working. Like if it happened every night, I don't wake up in the middle of the night and look for her.
Not a chance.
Is Jessica your friend?
Yeah, I mean, she's fine.
No, he's talking about his Jessica.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but y'all don't have kids, so it's not her.
As soon as, if my wife was leaving, if she would get out of bed, I would feel the bed move and I would get up. There's just, choosing not to know. But I guess that's not even the point.
How do you know this friend? Did you meet her through work or?
Yeah, I met her through work. And I'm trying not to give too much away because, I just don't want her to know that I'm talking about her. But yeah, I guess you could say it was through work.
So even if you decide to intervene either in her relationship or give her some really tough advice or whether you ditch her, you're still going to have to see her. That's sort of what I was getting at.
Yeah, I would still have to see her.
This is what sucks also when you're screwing around like this. When you bring your friends into the mix also and you tell them what's going on, it just screws up everything on so many different levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, her husband and my husband are starting to become friends.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And so, we've gone to dinner and, he'll make comments to my husband and she's sitting there kicking me under the table. So
So it's like your own inside joke, and she's very superficial about it, and it's really, really bothering you.
Oh, yeah. And, I don't want my husband to think, badly of me. You know what I'm saying? Because she's my friend, I don't want people to think that I'm that I'm doing anything like that.
Right.
Right, or you condone it.
Right.
And you know what is... And this is probably too broad of a subject for this, but I have noticed a trend with women, because I think guys, let's say you have a guy friend, let's say Dolvet starts doing something that bugs you. You know what I mean? Like, and it to the point where it's like offensively bugging you, like, you just kind of end the friendship. And that's it, and so be it.
There's no talk. There's no weaning. Women, there's just, like, I just stop calling, right?
Do women have a difficult time ending friendships?
Yes.
Like, I know multiple women who are dealing, who are in friendships and talk openly about how they don't like the person that they're friends with, but there's nothing they can do about it.
I think women,
for whatever reason, I'm like, well, there is something you can do about it. You end the friendship, and they're like, ah, it's more complicated than that. Well, like, women, we know mutual people, blah, blah. Just end it.
Well, there, I mean, women, relationships, it doesn't even have to be a relationship with a guy. Women's relationships is what their life is about. So it's either their friendships or their relationship with their partners or their relationship with their children or with their parents. Or, and that's just what permeates a woman's mind and her heart, and that's what is her priority. And so I do think that it is complicated for her just to break off a friendship.
Nicole, what are you looking for? Just a little advice on exactly what to do?
Yes.
All right, 404-741-1005. Maybe you've been in this situation before?
I have a quick question for you. Does your husband know what she's doing?
No.
So you're keeping this secret from your husband as well?
Right.
Yeah, this is bad all the way around.
You got to tell him.
Especially now that your husband is getting tight with the guy.
Yeah. But then the husband might feel obligated to tell the guy what's going on.
Like, I think you have to go into, if you are friends with a married couple, I think you have to go into that knowing that if you confide into something with the spouse,
that's true,
then the other one is going to know. Like, you don't tell anymore. Like, don't tell me a secret you don't want Jessica to know. Because when I say to you, oh, God, of course I won't tell anyone else. I mean anyone else except for Jessica.
Yep.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. So I think there are things that I still even won't tell Stacy. I will keep secrets from her. If someone tells me straight up this is between you and I, then it's between you and I.
I would never ask someone who's in a couple to keep it from the other partner unless it was about that partner. Like, unless it was something superficial that they didn't need to know, it would still be difficult for me to tell Jen something that I don't want Ryan to know. Like, even if it's a gift I got for Ryan or whatever, it would be hard for me to say, Jen, okay, don't tell Ryan. I just know better than to do that, because I agree with Jeff. I think it's a package deal.
You have to be specific if you want that secret kept from the spouse. You have to specifically detail that out.
And you have to be careful, because why would you, like, the only thing that I would tell Jen something not to tell Ryan or tell you something not to tell Stacy is if it was about Ryan or Stacy, and that would almost compel you more to tell them. Like, if I said, don't tell Ryan I told you this, but he's about to get kicked out of Sister Hazel. Like, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Right. Well, then, of course, you got to tell, right?
So,
right.
Like, it's a tough...
And the only gift scenario I gave is because I may need Jen's help in order to do something for Ryan or, you know, for you guys. But that's the only time I can think that I would divide a couple.
Hey, don't tell Ryan, but I'm going to get him tickets to this concert that he wants to go to.
So make sure he doesn't get them. Yeah.
Really, I feel differently about that. Nicole, hold on one sec. We're going to get you some quick advice here.
All right.
I think in this case, because it's all four of them, it's couple related, I would have to tell Stacy the reason why I don't want to hang out with that group anymore. And then I just wouldn't see them again. Because they are the reason we both as a couple would not be able to see them, I would have to share that secret. But in most cases, like if Jen, if you told me something and you said, look, I'm having a problem in this area, I just wish you'd keep it between you and I would not tell Stacy. That is just between you and I.
See, I think it would be up to me to specifically tell you not to tell Stacy, because I would just assume anything I told you she would know too. I just assume that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And even if you say that, I don't believe you.
Right.
Like, even if you say, because of the marriage thing, I don't believe that in a, like, if you say, okay, I won't tell, I don't know what it could be, like, Bert, I need help. I got $50,000 on my Amex, and I don't have any money to pay it off, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to talk to Jessica. Don't tell Stacy, right? Like, that's what I say to you.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, but then, like...
I don't tell Stacy.
Right, but 2 weeks later, a conversation comes up where, you know, you're talking about debt or something like that, and go, look, I wasn't supposed to tell you anything, but... Really?
No, you can believe it or not, but I wouldn't tell Stacy.
I got $50,000 in debt on my credit card, and I need to borrow... $50,000 from you.
Hold on a second. I got to call Stacy.
Unless you have to borrow money from Bert, at which point he needs to call Stacy to get the PIN number to the bank account.
Hey, Amber, good morning. Amber.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Turn down your radio.
Turn it up?
Down.
Okay.
Sideways.
We only got a second. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was stuck in the same situation where a friend kind of put me in the middle of her cheating.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had another mutual friend that told her husband. He chose not to believe it, we all treated her different because the fact is that she stuck us all in the middle, mm-hmm. and I had nothing to do with her after that because she disgusted me so much. I mean, to me, that's just something you don't do in a marriage.
Yeah, this is one that we don't have to spend a lot of time on here, Nicole, because I can't find anybody that doesn't have the opinion that isn't. This is really much more simple than you're making it out to be, and that's get out of the friendship. If you don't agree with it, you're only in it because of desperation anyway. You don't respect her. There's too much to lose here, so get out. And everybody is saying the same thing.
Okay.
I think the only way, in the only case in which you would be torn as much as you seem to be is if it was a childhood friend or a long-term friend, and you don't want to let that go. But if this is somebody you met through work, and like, you know, I mean, it's really, and then if your husband is becoming friends and then he may associate you with that and it ruins your relationship, it is not worth that.
And if he finds out you knew all along.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just get out.
Tell your husband, tell your husband, then get out.
Yeah.
Right.
Nicole, I would spend more time on this if there was anything controversial about it, but everybody's calling up saying the exact same thing.
Okay.
I really would, because I'm fascinated by the whole, the difference between guys and girls and stuff. Like, why, what is it that prevents you if there's someone you don't like from ending that friendship?
I don't know. It just, it depends on every situation. I think, like, she's probably concerned she's still going to have to see her at work. So it's something where if it ends badly, you don't want to have to see them at work every single day because that would be uncomfortable. Or if you're tied in through other friends, you don't want to make your other friends choose whether to pick you or to pick that other girl. I think it's just depends on that friend and how you're connected to them.
How many calls would you have to make to one of your friends before he stops calling you back?
It depends how many times we've gone out. Like you said, if it was Dolvet and we have this history of years of friendship together,
yeah.
If I call him 4, 5, 6 times and he doesn't call me back, I guess after about like the 6th or 7th time, I'd go, okay, something's up.
Yeah.
But if it was somebody that I hadn't known that long.
But like with Dolvet, you could say, you'd leave him a voicemail going, hey, we, you know, we're good friends here and you're not calling me back. Is everything cool? And then when he doesn't call you back, you got to figure.
All right, it's over.
Right. Like, well, girls can.
Consider how girls have friendships and how you have friendships. Like, tell me, how many friends does Jessica talk to on a weekly basis?
How? Well, she has her, like, best friend in California.
Yep.
And then she's got her best friend. And then her best friend. No, I mean, I don't know.
Like, probably 4 or 5 women in her life that she talks to regularly.
Yeah.
Like, they know what's going on in your relationship, right. What happened with Sasha, what new trick she learned, what right. Gugu did yesterday. I mean, like, 5 of them. Now, right. Answer the same questions for you.
I don't have any friends.
I mean, men and women are just different about their friendships. I mean, you know, I mean, my husband has some great friends, but one of his, like, best friends, who he considers his best friend, he talks to, like, once every 3-4 months.
Oh, yeah, that's plenty.
They touch base.
Yeah.
You know, they call maybe on birthdays or if they're coming through town or whatever, and that's it. And that's like his best friend from growing up or whatever. And if you ask my husband, who's your best friends, that guy's on the list. And I'm like, you don't ever talk to him.
And,
women would worry if that much time had gone without talking to one of our friends.
Now, if they called me like more than that, more than every 2 or 3 months, it would
weird.
Just be annoying.
So that's the difference. I mean, there's already distance between you guys and your friends. If they go away, it's like your life doesn't change that much. For us, if a girlfriend goes away, our life has changed forever.
Jessica actually got mad at me when, how long ago was it, when Checkaway moved up to Philadelphia? He was up there for 6 months. We spoke once. He's still up there. We haven't spoke since he's gone back. He came back for a weekend. During that thing, Jessica, we were all sitting around. Jessica brought, hey, how many times did you guys? We're like, once. On the phone in 6 months. And then he comes back, and we're like, hey, whatever. What's going on?
Pick up where you left off.
Go get some beers, whatever.
Yeah.
It's good being a guy. Y'all are too complicated.
No kidding. Man.
The Burt Show.
All right, with the guys on vacation, we thought we would have some fun here. So we're going to call it kind of the beauty bag, because this is something that we have talked about dipping into the beauty bag on the show before. And the guys, Bert and Jeff, look at me when I bring up this idea and roll their eyes. And they're like, oh, do we really have to sit through this or whatever? They just aren't into it. So I'm like, okay, they're out. We need to do this. And we want to know
your best kept beauty secrets or like tips and tricks that you use for beauty that maybe people wouldn't think of.
Even bizarre stuff.
Even like weird stuff, right. Stuff your mom told you about, something mm-hmm. like old school, or maybe it's like a product you can't live without or something like that. We're just going to compile a whole list and then later on we'll post them online so everybody can sort of share their beauty secrets. I have a couple that I can share, but Jamie Massey, you said that you've got one to start off and add to the list.
Well, I know that it's probably not possible for most people, but I have unbelievably straight, long brown hair, and it's just really, really straight most of the time. And the one thing that I do or don't do is just to keep it from getting split ends and everything. When you have hair that's pretty long, split ends is kind of a problem.
It's definitely an issue.
And I just never, ever blow dry my hair.
Never.
Never. I mean, maybe that's like really once good. A month if I have to run out. But you guys, I mean, half the time I come in here with wet hair in the morning. But I just don't blow dry it. Like, it makes it kind of crunchy and it makes it dry out. And I never mm-hmm. blow dry it or flat iron it or anything like that. And I know that that's not a possibility for some people. But I've just recently gotten some layers and some highlights. And so I'm having a problem keeping the ends straight. So I use Redken straightening balm.
Okay.
That stuff you kind of like put it in
when it's wet?
Yeah, put it in when it's wet. It's like there's a bunch of different ones, and I kind of compile three different Redken products and put them in my hands and do this and go through the hair and walk out the door.
Awesome.
Piece of cake.
All right, I'm starting this list. Okay.
No. I'm what you call low maintenance.
No blow dryer for Jamie Massey. All right, I've got a hair one to okay. add to the list. It's when you do have straight hair, you know, and I actually have naturally curly hair, but straighten it a lot. And it takes a long time with the blow dryer yeah. and the straightening iron or whatever. So I want it to last for a couple of days. Look at Phil Trana, so tuned out.
I know.
But I want it to last for a couple of days. So I actually use baby powder, or they have stuff that's called hair powder. And I put it on my brush. Like, say it's already been straight for a day and I've gone to work and done my thing or whatever. The next morning you wake up, it's kind of getting greasy, like around the hairline, especially mm-hmm. in the summertime because you're kind of sweaty or whatever. So you put baby powder on your brush and brush your hair with the baby powder, and it disappears in your hair, but it sucks up some of the grease, and then your hair do lasts a little bit longer.
And also,
you can actually go like an extra day.
Ladies who have daughters like that, I learned that from Millie Pete, because when I was a young girl and was sick, she would do that for me, because if I was too sick to go wash my hair, didn't feel like it or whatever, for me to even feel better, or if I needed to actually make, you know, see somebody or whatever, she would do that for me even when I was in elementary school, just so I didn't look as bad as I felt.
You baby know,
but
powder.
Baby powder in the hair absorbs the oil.
Another good hair tip that I've been doing a lot.
Recently, oh, no.
Just lose it.
Lose your hair.
Very low maintenance hair.
And we're going to take some calls for some beauty tips. I have a request, though. Can I make a quick request?
Yeah.
Because one thing, I want to know the trick to this. And this, you know what? I'm going to call myself out. And ladies, we all do this. So believe it or not, even though Jen Hobby's the one that cries on the air all the time, Melissa Carter does have a heart. And there are tears that come from these ducts in my eyes. And usually, of course, it doesn't happen until I'm off the air and the night before. If I get upset about something the night before, I have to come in here. And I don't... And you know, it's anybody that has to go to work. But on this show, if you look like you got the puffy eyes, then the guy's going, what's wrong? Well, let's talk about
and
it.
Then you got to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
And nobody wants to talk about being upset at the office.
Nobody wants to talk about it. So if anybody has any tips on how to keep your eyes from swelling after a cry, let me know about that. Okay. Let's just
go down the list. Okay. We'll just make this really quick. I'm going to try to take notes so we can put all these up online at allhitsq100.com later on today.
All right. Sounds good. Erin, we'll start with you. Hey, Erin.
Hey.
What is your tip? For our
okay,
beauty
I
bag.
Use this mask. It's a clay mask from, I think, Sweden, called Laroset, Laroset.
Uh-huh.
You can Google it, and you just put it on your face, and then once it's done, it dries. You wash it off, and then your skin just feels so smooth. It looks bright, and it feels healthy.
How often do you do the clay mask?
Well, I mean, you can do it every other day. It's $25 a bottle, but it's,
whoa.
Or a tube, but I love it.
So. It's worth it.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you, Erin. And next call is Allison online too. And she, I love these, I don't know, tip products that's used for something else that it's not made for.
Right.
Hey, Allison.
Hi. I was calling in. I forget where I read it a while ago, but if you ever get pimples and they're red, uh-huh. if you put just a little Visine on before you put anything else on it, I mean, it won't take all the redness away, but it will reduce it immensely.
So it takes the redness out of your pimple, not just your eyes, but your pimple.
Exactly.
I love that. Awesome. Thank you, Allison.
That's a great one.
All right, Lisa on line three. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your tip?
Two quick ones. One of them is I use Buff Puffs and Betadine.
Okay. Four.
And a dermatologist told me to use it because I had dry skin and I sometimes would have breakouts, and it totally diminishes and kills any problems that I've ever had.
Wait,
and the next one's going to sound odd. But
Wait a second. What was that first one again?
Buff Puffs and Betadine.
Buff Puffs and Betadine. And you just rub it on like you're washing your face with the Buff Puffs with the Betadine?
Yes, and then I rinse it off with unscented Dove soap.
Okay. Now, is the Betadine the stuff that stains, am I thinking of something else? I'm thinking of
iodine. I think it does stain. I think it has iodine or something in it because I've gotten it on towels and I can't get it off.
Okay.
And then the next really odd one is that my stepmom shaves, and it's totally diminished and killed any possibility of having wrinkles.
She shaves her face?
Her face, yep. And it's not because of any reason except for the fact that she doesn't want wrinkles. And if you look at men, you see that they don't usually have wrinkles and they shave.
Now, shaving the face doesn't cause like the peach fuzz to get coarser, does it?
I mean, I've asked her that and she said she never has any problems.
Wow.
And the dermatologist said that she should never have any problems, and she's been doing it for years, and she's got flawlessly gorgeous skin.
Really? Wow. Okay.
No wrinkles
at all. That's a good secret.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to go to, I'm sorry, Jen.
I was going to say 404-741-1005 if you have a tip or a beauty secret to add into our beauty bag.
All right. Line four, Jessica. She has another solution for pimples. Hey.
Hi there. When you go to bed at night, if you have a really red pimple, you can put toothpaste on it and then just wash it off when you wake up in the morning. It reduces the size and the redness.
Fantastic. Toothpaste the night before and
toothpaste
leave it on to dry.
On your pimples.
I love this. Ruth, hey, line five.
Hi.
Tell
How
us
are
your
you?
Secret. Good.
This is a hair secret. I have red curly hair down almost to my butt, so I have a lot of hair. And I was having major issues. No matter how I washed my hair, what kind of products I used, my hair always felt heavy. Couldn't strip out enough out of it. And my hairstylist told me to go and get a 2 liter of Coke, put a bucket in the sink, and basically douse my hair with soda, and then pour it in a container and just repeatedly do it 3 or 4 times, and then wash your hair normal. The acid strips everything out of your hair, and when you wash and condition your hair is soft and silky.
Wow. Thank you, Ruth. Have you ever...
That is unbelievable. Yeah.
Can of Coke, or you say a 2 liter of Coke, you put it in a bucket?
Yeah, well, it's easiest to have a big bottle of it. I put like a big salad bowl in the bathtub and on my hands and knees, and just I keep pouring it on my hair, and I just scoop it out and pour it, and my hair 100%... change the very first time. I couldn't believe it.
That's great.
When you wash your hair, you know, and you use stripping agents, when you wash and condition your hair, you put it right back on. So it's sort of pointless. So you spend all this money for nothing when you can pay $1 at the grocery store and get a 2 liter of soda and do the same thing.
That's great.
I love that
You know what? And there's the list of Coke, like all the things that Coke can do.
Yes.
Fascinating. All right. Well, line one, Joanne has a solution for me because I had asked earlier, when you're crying and you want to get the puffiness out, what do you do? Hey, Joanne.
Hi. Actually, a few years ago, I was told that to put Preparation H under your eyes after you've been crying.
Okay.
I mean, of course, you do the normal, like, warm washcloth and everything, but if it's still puffy after a while, put Preparation H on there.
Fantastic. Now, my question about the Preparation H, have you actually done it?
Yes. Actually, when I was modeling, one of my coaches told me that Preparation H under the eyes, you can use your cucumber slices. St. Ives also makes a Preparation H gel. Oh, not. I'm sorry. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. St. Ives makes a cucumber gel that you can also use, which works. And also for red zits that are on your skin, you can use Visine on there to take the red out.
We did hear that early on. That is an awesome one. My question about the interested in this Preparation
Yes.
H is when you put it on, obviously you have to be careful not to get it in your eye.
Right.
And then does it, like, can you put it on and then put makeup on and go to work, or do you have to put it on, let it sit there, and then wash it off?
Well, I always did it the night before. Usually when I cry, it's at night, or I never cried right before I went to work. So I would just put it on before I went to bed, and in the morning I'd be fine.
And then you just wash it off in the morning and go, okay.
Right.
So I need to do the I have to do the combination because it's not just beneath, but my eyelid swells too.
You just have to be careful not to get it in your eye, Melissa.
Right. Because
then you won't
be dangerous.
Exactly. What happened
the next day? I have another one, which is before you go to sleep, which I've noticed, and this is good in the wintertime, especially when your lips get all dry and stuff. But I put on massive amounts of lip balm before going to sleep, and I just keep it in my nightstand. And so you can use whatever kind of, you know, chapstick or whatever else. But I just use one of those pots of like the Burt's Bees stuff or whatever and just lather it on there. Like put on like way more than you even think that you would ever need. And you go to sleep, when you wake up in the morning, they're all like soft and all the cracks have gone away or whatever. And then you don't have to have cracky lips.
Burt's Bees, any of their products.
So good.
It's so good. Okay. And one last call. I love this because everybody, I guess, is concerned about blemishes. So Allison, line 3.
Hey.
Hi.
If you take the sticky end of a Band-Aid and you stick it over your zit, it reduces the redness and the size of it.
Really?
Now, wait a second. You put the sticky end of the Band-Aid on the pimple and then you rip it off?
Yeah, in the morning. You sleep with it on and you just like peel it off in the morning and you just like cut the little ends of it off.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. I don't know why. My friend told me about it. And it does. So
I love that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. And thanks to everybody else. Sorry we didn't get to your calls. You know, one person, Christine, thinks that freezing spoons, then putting them on my eyes will reduce swelling.
Oh,
so
that's good.
And then watch them stick to my eyes and I can't get them off.
Frozen spoons.
Yeah, exactly. And then Katie says olive oil and salt makes a great body scrub. I know olive oil. My sister used to put olive oil in her bath when she would soak before she took a bath and said that that's really good. And mayo and vegetable oil as a hair conditioner. Leanne,
mayo,
thank you for that.
And vegetable oil.
And vegetable
oil. I'm trying to write all these down. We're going to get somebody to type all these up and we'll post them online for you. I have one more.
Okay.
And this will be good if you're going to work this morning. Look how bored Phil is.
I know.
But if you tweeze your eyebrows, you know, and you get some of those random ones, you'll do it in the mirror at home, in the bathroom, and then you go to work and you're like in a different mirror. You're like, how did I miss that one? Do it in your car. Because not while you're driving. I certainly don't endorse that. But when you get in your car, bring your tweezers, and when you look in the car mirror, that is the best place to pluck your eyebrows.
Best
I'm telling you, because it's the best lighting. You get all that natural light in there. You can see them a lot more. So when you got to do your brows, bring the tweezers in the car.
I'm just thinking about how sexy the women of America are going to look going to bed tonight after getting out of the shower, emptying out 2 2-liters of Coke on their hair, putting toothpaste on their zits, putting Visine on their zits with spoon on their eyes, mayonnaise in their hair.
Preparation H
on their eye. Good God, the women of Atlanta are going to be sexy as hell tonight.
The Burt Show.
So on Friday, we talked to Jamie Massey about the coffee shop incident that happened, I guess, the week before or 2 weeks before? Was it a week before?
Yeah, it was 2 Sundays ago.
Okay.
I'm in line Sunday morning around 10 at the coffee shop by my house. And the line was really, really long. And I'm standing in line and this really attractive man comes in, gets in line behind me. And it's kind of an older place. Like there's a lot of older people. So I was surprised to see a young, good looking guy in the coffee shop. Well, we get... the line was so long. It was about 10 minutes of just talking. We struck up a conversation. And when I get up, I place my order. Their credit card machine was down. So he was very chivalrous and was like, let me take care of your coffee. I'll pay for it. I was like, oh, no, I'll run to the ATM. Well, he insisted he paid for my coffee. And so we talked a little bit after that. And I said, I want to repay you. So he gave me his card with his number on it and his email address. So we corresponded a couple times during the week.
Via email. Okay.
I wasn't going to call him, but via email, we corresponded a couple times during the week. And I was like, I want to repay you because he was cute. And so the correspondence ended up with, okay, I'm going to be in line at the coffee shop 10 o'clock Sunday morning. If you're the next person in line, I will buy you that cup of coffee.
Which is so cute. And this is like exchange going back and forth, kind of playful.
Kind of playful, non-committal, but not, you know, playful in a undertone kind of way. Like, it was not blunt flirting or, you know, it was just kind of like, hey, I'd love to repay you. Like, hey, well, I'd love to see you again kind of thing. And it was just kind of chemistry, you know?
Okay.
So, of course, I like couldn't sleep Saturday night. I was so nervous. But I also found out I had to work at the Braves game. And I was supposed to be at Turner Field at 10:30. So this was going to be kind of cut short, unfortunately. But so I get to the coffee shop around 9. You know, I get there early, kind of get a good seat on the couch. I've got the newspaper. I order a cup of coffee and I sit down. And every person that walks by, I'm like looking up.
You're like, every time the bell on the door jingles and somebody walks in, you're like, who's that?
Right. No. So 9 o'clock comes, 9:15, 9:30, 9:45, 10 o'clock comes. No guy.
Oh, no.
And I have to.
Oh, no. You're feeling like stood up.
I have to leave, you know, and I've got like, I just stuck it out as long as I could. I even called my boss down at Turner Field and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a little bit late. I've got some stuff going on. So I stayed till about 10:05 and I was like, I have to go. So I get in my car and I start to drive out and there's a red light coming out of the parking lot and I'm at the red light and he comes flying into the parking lot.
Like out of control driving?
Yeah, like kind of like he feels like he's
awesome.
Late. So he sees me and I see him and he waves. And so I like, you know, turn my car around real quick and we go in the coffee shop and I buy him a cup of coffee. And we talked for like another 10 minutes or so. And I said, I'm so sorry. I have to leave. And he's like, oh, well, you know what? Give me your phone number and let me call you a little bit later and we can talk. So he asked for my digits. So I said, okay, I will be home around 5 o'clock.
I think that's so funny that you were at the red light. What if I
know. My thing is that you stayed for like 5 minutes later. You stayed late. If you had left right at 10, you wouldn't have seen him at the light. So
all these things could have happened.
Right.
So I go to the Braves game at work. I come home. I'm kind of chilling a little bit. And at 5:30, my phone rings and he calls. So we talked on the phone for about half an hour, 35 minutes, and he finally says, well, I'm at work. I'm wrapping things up. I'd love for you to come down and see where I work because he owns his own business. I'd love for you to come see it, and maybe we can grab some dinner. So I'm thinking, awesome. So I said, I'll be there at 7:30. Get in my car, you know, shower, get ready. I'll do all the things, shave my legs, you know, do all the things you do. And I drive down to his place of business. And he's there. He gives me a hug. He takes me on a tour of the place. It's all so exciting. And we're talking and we're laughing. It's like total chemistry. You just hit it off and you just get along. And so I take the tour and I'm thinking, okay, he's like successful. He's got his own business. He's cute. You know, this is perfect.
You're like, what's wrong with him?
Yeah. So we walk down the street and there's like a ton of restaurants and stuff. So he picks out a restaurant and we go in and we sit down and, we order dinner and dinner comes and we are just talking and laughing like we've known each other forever.
Awesome.
And at some point.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. The pause is scaring me.
For some reason.
It's almost like.
I'm going to get upset about this. I said to him, so tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I said, haha, you're not married, are you? He goes, how'd you know to ask that?
Shut up.
You're kidding me.
He was married.
No.
You're kidding me.
Mm-hmm. How did you know to ask me that?
Didn't wear a ring.
He said, no. Oh, see, now Jen, Hobby, what'd you just say?
Jamie, I'm sorry.
I know. So,
That sucks, dude.
And he's like, yeah, I am, actually. I've been married about 2 years. And I said,
no.
Were you, I mean, the look, I still can't believe that I even asked that. I was totally kidding. And he goes, how'd you know to ask that? I was like, I was joking. And he says, well, I said, why didn't you tell me that? And he said, well, I didn't know how. And plus, you know, I just like to meet people and you're a beautiful girl. And I said, does your wife know that you're out here meeting people? And he goes, oh, no, I'm not going to tell her about this. And I said, when were you planning on telling me? And he said, well, I wasn't going to do it today. Maybe, you know, like down the road.
Are you kidding? He said that?
You are kidding me.
And I said, I mean, I was absolutely humiliated. Humiliated.
Oh. So what happens then? Like, do you just, like, get up and walk out? Like,
I sat there for, like, 4 minutes and listen to him BS.
Just babble.
just on and on and on. And finally, I just said, you know what? I mean, I you put yourself out there like that, you know, and you know that they know that you're putting yourself out there like that.
There's no reason for you to be humiliated. There's no reason for you to be humiliated. He should be.
You cannot help. You just can't help it. So I just said, you know what? I've got to go. I need to get out of here. And fortunately, my car was not too far outside the restaurant, and I went and got my car and just started bawling.
Oh,
I am so sorry.
I'm surprised he told you. I am. If he would have gone that far, if he invited you out, if he took you to show off his business, took you out for food, and then he told you that quickly. Like, there's something about that that.
Well, she asked him point blank, though.
He wasn't going to bring it up himself. He had other intentions.
I said to him, "So, are you married?" The look on his face, we were smiling, laughing, and it went like blank.
Ugh.
And since then, I know somebody who knows somebody who knows him.
Okay, so.
And he is. After I called them and asked them about that, they went to that person went to the other person and confirmed it.
That he's married?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so disappointing. That is so awful.
You know, it's just, I cried all the way home. And then by the time I got home, I'm like, this is freaking perfect. It's just perfect. It's just kind of the way that my little dating life has been going. And it's entertaining to me at this point. It is entertaining to me.
Because you've told us you're like swearing off men.
I have had like in the past 3 or 4 months, everything but this happen. And now it's like, okay, I don't think that there's anything else that can happen on a date to me that has not happened already. At this point, this one kind of came out. I'm not going to lie. It surprised the hell out of me.
You know, the next one's going to be gay.
That's going to happen too, I'm sure. I don't know. So that was my coffee shop update. Oh,
your serendipity. Supposed to be romantic, like that. What was the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan?
Like, you've got mail. Yeah. Got mail. Yeah. And the problem is that I sat here and listened to Jen just go on and on Friday. This could be the one. It could be serendipity. It could be perfect.
I've got him like, when you were telling that story, I'm like, I've already got you walking down the aisle.
Oh,
like,
totally. She's planning my kids too. Right.
Unfortunately, he had already done it. So that sucks.
That sucks.
Thanks. I don't know what else to tell you, but that's awful.
And I have held this for days and days, and then starting at 5:30 this morning all the way up until now, and I just wanted to tell you guys so bad, and you were like, da, 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 da.
She was tagging out traffic reports with, and I'm Jamie Massey, and went out with the married guy this weekend. All
now, I just feel sorry for his wife. I mean, I certainly hope that maybe he learned a bit of a lesson there.
He thought you were going to go along with it.
I don't know.
There's some moral support for
Jamie's
you.
Jamie's not the only one this happened to. Colleen says, don't feel bad because it took him longer to tell her. Hey, Colleen.
Hey, I just want to say, don't feel bad. I dated a guy for almost a month before I figured it out.
Oh, my gosh. How did you find out?
We had gone to dinner, and before we had ordered, he said something about my first wife. And I kind of said, okay, how many wives have you had? He goes, well, I've been married once, and I'm married now. I said, okay.
What did you do? Did you just like, because I mean, when I found out that, I sat there because I think I was in shock, and I sat there for like 5 minutes and listened to him BS me. And then I got up and just said I had to leave. What did you do?
Well, I was in Boston at the time and had transportation. So ordered the most expensive thing on the menu, let him take me back to the hotel, and didn't hear from him ever again. Didn't call him, nothing.
Good for you.
Awesome. Thanks, Colleen. Maggie, same thing happened to Maggie on line two.
Yes. I was with friends at Eclipse Saluna one night and met this beautiful guy. We danced all night, had a great time. I gave him my phone number, not really thinking anything would come of it. And for a couple of weeks, he called me every day. We talked, and I was thinking, you know, this has to be too good to be true. And we decided to meet up again at Eclipse Saluna, and we were talking, and when I was listening to Jamie's story, I was like, that's exactly what happened to me, because we were having a great time, and I was like, you're not married, are you? And he was like, yeah. And I was just shocked, and I was like, you know, how long have you been married? And he said, a couple of months.
Months?
Yes. And I was like, well, does your wife know about this? And he said, yeah, she's actually meeting me up here in a few minutes.
What?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. You're gonna get a little freaky.
So at that point, I dipped. I was not staying around for that. Wow. And he continued to call for about another week, but I just ignored his calls. And
Was he wearing a ring?
No, he wasn't.
This guy wasn't wearing a ring either. And I asked him, I said, why don't you, where's your ring?
Exactly.
And he said, I don't believe in wearing rings.
Oh, of course not.
Of course not.
Well, now, yeah.
Because you couldn't pick up chicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Thanks for the call. Now, number on line one is Jessica, who needs the voice disguiser, Phil.
Mm-hmm. It's on.
All right. Hey, Jessica.
Hi.
So the same thing happened. Yeah, who Jessica? We're calling, Jessica. Same thing happened to you?
Yes. It was a little worse, though, for me. I was actually with this guy. He was really my first, boyfriend. We were together for a long, long time, and I found out, I was surprised when his wife came to our apartment where we were living.
Together?
Yes, we were living together, and his wife actually showed up at our apartment, and she's like, well, who are you? Because they were supposed to be just separated.
Of course.
And, I never knew he was married at all. I knew he had a child. They had a 3-year-old little boy.
Mm.
And I knew he had a child. I did not know that they were actually married. And it was, oh my gosh, it was the hardest thing for me to cope with, because we had been together for so long.
How long had you been together?
We were together for almost 8.5 months.
Okay.
Eight and a half months, and you did not know he was married. That's nuts.
It was horrible.
Jessica, sorry about that, but you know what? Michelle just called up, and 8 months is dropping the bucket to how long she was with the guy.
Nuh-uh.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Do you need the voice disguiser?
No.
Okay. How long were you together?
5 years.
Oh my God. 5 years.
5 years. I never suspected a thing.
You're kidding.
No. He went as far as to ask me to marry him. We went ring shopping. We were dead serious. My daughter, she used to call him Daddy. I mean, everything was going smoothly. And I had taken an investigations class. And during that class, I received some software that I, investigated people. And I found some stuff on him that really I had to question. And during the course of it, I had called him and I had confronted him. And he said, well, yeah, so what? I said, so what? You're married and it doesn't mean anything to you? And it's like, no, what are you going to do about it? So I Googled his address, and my daughter and I went down in front of his house, and we're sitting in front of his house, and I called him on his phone. And I said, you really need to mow the grass. And I said, well, what's that brown covered thing in the backyard? He goes, what are you doing out here? He goes, oh, my God. He goes, my wife's coming home. I said, yeah, and that's the point, is I'm going to sit here until she does.
Oh, my God.
So did you talk to her? You chickened out?
I chickened out. I couldn't do it.
Did you ever talk to her?
No, but I gave him one last booty call and said, that's it. You will never, ever see. And he called. I mean, one time he called 42 times in one day.
Whoa.
So
were y'all living together?
No.
Okay.
That's just it. He was convenient. He was always at my house. He would come to my house, morning, noon, and night. I never suspected it because he was always available. I didn't have his cell. I didn't have his house number, but, like everybody else, you have a cell phone and a house phone, so it doesn't really, you don't question that.
And you never went over to his house or?
I know. No, because he said he lived with his sister and that, it was easy for him to come to me and... Mm-hmm. I was just so stupid and naive and so crushed when I found I just couldn't believe that somebody would carry this on for 5 years.
I'm never getting married.
But you had to know something was up in order to investigate him.
It was just, there was something in the back of my mind that things just didn't seem right, because he started lying and his lies started catching up with him one after another. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to catch him in something. So, yeah, there was something in the back of my mind that just didn't seem right.
God, these poor women that are married to these guys that just, they don't know.
How do you not know that your husband is out doing this all the time? It just doesn't make sense.
Oh, horrible.
Well, at least I found out in the first, week.
You didn't waste too much time, you're right.
Yeah, and nothing, at all happened, So that's good. I don't feel bad about that.
The Burt Show.
We all knew, we were all convinced when Father Bailey came in here for the first time that when all was said and done, dude was going to end up with his own, like, board game.
Right.
His own...
Bobblehead doll.
Bobblehead doll, his own ice show, you
right.
know.
Right.
Now, it has been suggested that Father Bailey get his own t-shirts with his...
Merchandising.
Merchandising. Awesome. Not by Father Crunk, I should say, but by some... students at Holy Spirit.
Well, no, it's the young professionals. A bunch of wonderful young men and women about my age, around 32 and below. Who, hey, sounds good, you know. And they came with this T-shirt. By the way, of a young lady by the name of Erica Wright. That's off the segment I did a couple of months back about stop dipping and dapping. You'll know what's happening. I think the T-shirt says all this Catholic dipping and dapping and it's happening and it says got crunk in the front, like, got milk. So we're trying to see if we can try to get a little advertisement for Q100 to, you know, move these shirts and everything in the church, you know?
T-shirts now, I'm telling you. We're going to lose them. We're going to lose them to Hollywood.
And he really is a Roman Catholic priest.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah. I mean, I have Mass at 8:30, you know? It's real.
For those of you that haven't heard Father Bailey before, he comes in every week and he says, look, don't look at Hollywood and kind of laugh at their dysfunction. What you have to do is take a look at all the messed up things that go on in Hollywood and embrace it and learn from it. And this week he's got a really tough assignment because he took on Naomi Campbell.
Lord, have mercy. I am sanctified. What's up, party people? Once again, it's on. It's your boy back on the airways, Father Ricardo Bailey, for Holy Spirit Catholic Church in the ghetto of Buckhead and Sandy Springs. Now, this morning, we're going to talk about the absolutely outrageous behavior of Miss Naomi Campbell. This lady has been in the news for several months about her alleged attitude problem. She has a problem with cellular phones, Blackberries, and people who she thinks get on her nerves. Now, just peep the rap sheet that she has so far. She is reputed to have a temper. She attended an anger management course in Arizona in the fall of 1999 in an effort to rescue her relationship with her boss, Flavio Briatore. The following year, she claimed to be a new woman, but they split up in 2001. Now, there are alleged cases involving violence against her staff, often involving... throwing a cell phone. I mean, you know, cell phones are so expensive, man. How can you throw it? But I guess you got as much money as she has, you're good to go.
But when you get all mad at Holy Spirit, you just throw cordless phones because they're less expensive, easier to replace, right?
I throw nothing at Holy Spirit, man. I want to remain a priest. Now, in 2000, she pleaded guilty in Toronto for assault to Georgiana Glaines, her then assistant. Campbell had assaulted her for telephone in a hotel room and threatened to throw her out of a moving car. She needs a mentor, y'all. Oh, my gosh.
Tuck and roll. Tuck and roll.
In November 2004, she attacked her personal assistant who had her lip bitten, and she was headbutted by Naomi Campbell. In March of 2005, she slapped her assistant, Amanda Brack, and beat her around the head with a Blackberry. Handheld personal organizer. Her spokesman, Ron Shutter, denied the incident ever took place. Yeah, right. And then the Italian actress, Yvonne Sosio, claimed that the model left her covered in blood after a fight at a Rome hotel. Yvonne claimed she punched me in the face. She was like Mike Tyson. Now, there were rumors that she was going out with Mike Tyson. And of course, in March of 2006 of this year, she was arrested for allegedly assaulting her assistant with a blinged out encrusted cell phone, resulting in a bloody head that requires stitches.
You can deny one of them. Like, publicly, you can say, look, the fight with the bloody lip when I bit the girl's lip, that's not true.
The cell phone slipped out of my hand.
I mean, you can probably deny one of them, but when you've built a case,
a blinged out cell phone, blinged out cell phone. Oh my gosh. This. I am speechless, Atlanta, but you know what? Let's go ahead on and get it done. Now, you know, it is my job to find something in the Bible that can either relate with my topic or even give a lesson as to how we can learn from the dysfunction of Hollywood. Lord have mercy. The behavior of human beings do not cease to amaze me. I mean, you can look in the New Testament and see the evil and the malice of Herodias, the wife of King Herod, and the way that she used her daughter Salome to perform an exotic dance to influence King Herod into getting her ultimate wish, that is, to get the head of John the Baptist. Now, you all know what happened. Salome did the dance, and as a result of her job, King Herod promised to give her whatever she wished. She she asked her mom Herodias, and she asked for the head of John the Baptist. Now, this was a very sadistic act, but Naomi Campbell is totally out of her mind. If I did not have the Lord in my life, and if I wasn't a priest, she would have only one time to try to hit me with a telephone. Now, I am not Ike Turner, and I would never hit a woman, nor would I advocate the abuse of anyone, but Miss Campbell needs to be set on the right path, and she needs to get her act together. Now, if you look at her life, you'll see that she was born in South London. She is mostly of Afro-Jamaican heritage, and her father is also partially Jamaican and Chinese. So I don't know if there's anything in her blood, but, you know, I mean, she went to a good school, so she is just really having some problems here. She is lacking common sense. Now, I would bet you all that the folks that Naomi is hitting and having her tantrums on are not as tall or physically defined as she is. However, what needs to happen in this case is a good old dose of humility and intimidation. Oh, yeah, I said it. This is a chance to teach Naomi and all bullies a lesson, and that's what I want to focus on today. We have all had a bully in our life, and the worst thing about a bully is that they are the personification of evil in that particular stage. But you can deal with bullies and still be loved by God. Please note, before you send me the hater emails and the mean phone calls, I am not advocating violence. I'm just talking about tracing and placing the fear of God in these folks who think they can go around and treat you like you are less than a dog. Now, what Naomi needs is a meek and a wonderful woman who is not small to be her assistant in the housekeeper. I'm talking to all the ladies at the Waffle House, all the ladies on the south side of town, and all those big girls from the country. I am telling you all right now, I am not hating on these women in Atlanta, but we need to have an employment drive at Q100 for someone to become Naomi's personal assistant. Imagine, just imagine, if Naomi had a temper tantrum with a lady from the Waffle House, or a mother from the south side of Atlanta, or even one of the many women that we have in our lives that we call Big Mama. Imagine Naomi trying to have a tantrum with her. Yep, I said trying, because if these women are anything like my mother, they will say it would be her trial and it would be her funeral. Atlanta, I believe that it's time for all people who are being bullied in any form or fashion to stand up and be like Ludacris, who says, "When I move, you move," just like that. What you need to do, Atlanta, is to understand that bullies need to have the fear of God in them when they start tripping. Imagine if Naomi Campbell threw a shoe, a cell phone, or even a BlackBerry at me. It would be her last time, because I am from the South Side, and I would do what anybody else would do on the South Side. I would catch that phone, I would catch that BlackBerry, and I would catch that shoe, and I would hold it in the air in my hand, take the phone, the BlackBerry, the shoe to her face, hammer up against the wall, and look at the holy terror on her face. And I will let her know right then and right there, if you do not want this phone, this BlackBerry, or this shoe to be a permanent part of your body, you better leave me alone. Now, you know, Atlanta, that's what you gotta do. You don't have to be too buffed out. You just have to say enough is enough and too much is too much. Therefore, my words today is that we can certainly learn from Naomi's dysfunction. In the same way that she tries to imitate with her prestige, size, and cash flow, you can return that intimidation by just placing the fear of God in that bully. Now, I got a new song for y'all, and I ask forgiveness from Beyonce and Jigga for my impromptu remix. All right, here we go. Naomi, seems like everywhere you go, I see you. From your eyes, you look ticked off, but I know I'm watching you helplessly, and I want to reminisce, but hey, I don't want to get out of control, but I need to catch myself. I know that you are so ticked off, but I'm gonna get some help. You can throw if you want to, but I'll catch you, then you're gonna be through. And don't think I'm gonna punk you, but when that phone hits you, I'm gonna swear it's deja vu. Know that when I hurt on you, did that phone hurt? Sorry, boo, but you may wanna get a substitute. Baby, when that phone hits you, you'll swear it's deja vu. So you know what, my friends? Like Luda said, when you move, I move just like that. Understand, Atlanta, you can stand up to bullies. Naomi Campbell, this priest in Atlanta, said it. You need help, baby. So, Atlanta, understand, if you got a boss, a loved one, or somebody who loves to throw a shoe, a phone, or anything at you, hem them up against the wall, put that phone or that BlackBerry in their face and tell them, baby, if you do not want this to be a permanent part of your body or your blood flow, you best to leave me alone. So Atlanta, Georgia, this your boy, Father Crunk, Father Bailey, coming at y'all live. And once again, Atlanta, thank you all for the opportunity. Thank you, Q100. And I just want to say, players, play on. God bless you all. I'll holler at you later. Naomi, get some help, baby.
Father Bailey from the Holy Spirit Catholic Church. Hey, Angela.
First, can I just say amen?
Amen. Amen. Can I get an amen, amen, sir?
Well.
And I have got to get crunked. Where do I get a t-shirt?
Hey, you know, I'll tell you what, we're trying to get the t-shirts made up and everything, but as soon as we do, I will let Bert know, but we have to get a little permission from people here and people there, and when it happens, I'll hook you up, all right?
I will be first in line with my big amen.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you for calling, Angela. Bye-bye.
I just imagine him. Yeah, I just imagine you with the, you know, the cell phone and Naomi, and you take, I mean, don't make him take his collar off.
You know what? The whole thing about this whole Naomi Cameron reminds me of a story when I was a kid. The one institution on the face of this earth that put fear in any Catholic child are nuns. And when I was a child, I used to be holy hell and terror in a kindergarten. And I had this nun named Sister Regina. I had this beautiful fine physique that y'all see right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
I was a small little kid back in the day. Sister Regina picked me up by my collar like Batman picked up the Joker. And she said, you know what, boys? You act that one more time. You are going to be in serious trouble. Pick me up on the shoulder, you know what I'm saying? I was like, Lord have mercy, this is scary. And the thing about nuns and
Sister Regina.
Sister Regina. All right. The thing about nuns and black women is that when the nuns got you, you had to face your mom at home.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think I could only count on my hand maybe two times I acted up. And hence, I'm a priest right now. So it works.
We used to have, when I went to school, we used to have Sister Carolyn, I think it was. And she was a nun. But her fingernails were like she must have gone every week for a manicure or whatever. And she would just put one of those on your neck.
Oh.
Like a fingernail. And as soon as you felt that, you're like, oh.
I'm talking, man, when I see nuns walking down the street, I walk on the other side of the street.
It got still to start. The point where.
I tell you, man. I love them. But they did it.
Davina, good morning. You're on The Bert Show. All the hits,
hey,
Q100.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I am dying in my car laughing so hard. This guy is unbelievable. This is the first time I've ever heard him. And I will take the job with Naomi Campbell, and I wish
there you go.
She would throw a phone at me.
One time.
And anybody who knows me knows she will eat that phone. But I love to show you guys and keep it up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Davina. All right, sir. So all your information up online at allthehitsq100.com. You have anything else coming up you need to give a hit to?
I think that's about it, y'all. You know, Club Paraclete still on and popping every weekend, you know. We got the shows and the party coming in, you know, at 5:30 on Saturdays, 8:30 and 10 o'clock and 11:30 and 5:30 on Sundays. So, you know, come on, get in where you fit in, y'all. You know, get it done.
And get your Father Bailey t-shirts, foam fingers, and beer mugs.
Right.
And the Father Bailey iPod iTunes.
The Bert Show.